The topic of the day is the meaning of life and everything else. A while back, I shared a story of when I was in Turkey climbing a mountain in a snowstorm, trying to find some ruins on the top. And once on top, had a profound spiritual experience where my mind went blank. I wandered around amongst the ruins and the snowstorm and the ice. And upon coming down off the mountain, had this awareness, had this answer planted inside me. It wasn't like a verbal or a word answer. It was just this feeling answer. And it was that the meaning of life is to experience life. There is no thing to seek. There is no reason to try to fix anything or achieve anything. That's fine if you'd like to, but you're here to experience the gift. And that was profound for me. Not so profound that I lived in bliss from then on. In fact, I had about a decade of depression and anxiety and lots of learning. And in recent years, months, I've been doing quite a bit of analysis and study and meditation and journeys, trying to really get in deeper. And I've started to build on that idea and develop it and some clarity that in addition to just enjoying the experience, there's actually kind of a list or a best practices that make it so that you can enjoy this experience optimally. It's sort of like the rules of the game. Now let me take a step back. And let's imagine that you're God. Before there's the earth, before is everything, before there's... You are God. You are omnipotent. You can create anything. You are timeless. You are all... There is only one. All things is simply a single thing. It is the one, and you are it. You have the power to create all things. You're omnipotent. You are timeless. You could experience any sensation. You are beyond all one thing, and you have the ability to create ultimate pleasure, ultimate perfection. Everything is perfect and one and complete, and that has the potential to get a tad boring. So what would you do? Maybe create some entertainment for yourself? Maybe a game. What would be the most amazing game you could think of? Like a multi-year adventure game that you had interactive and you lived in, and the world around you would change as you went through it? Of course, you'd have to eliminate your omnipotent mind, because otherwise you'd know what was happening. And how fun would it be to go to a movie if you knew every turn and every plot twist? So you'd have to give yourself amnesia to go into the game. Start it off with no knowledge, build up your knowledge, and then try to figure out what's going on. Man, that does sound fun. More and more, it is becoming clear to me that the experience, the point of the game, is the experience. Because we are omnipotent God experiencing a single point of consciousness from a single time. From God's space, there is no time. We experience all at all time in eternity. The Mobius strip, expansion, contraction of the universe is simply one instant for us. So we give ourselves this dinner and a movie by living a human life. We give ourselves amnesia to clear out our omnipotence, and we limit the time so we have a just and now experience. And just from a single perspective, one set of eyes, ears, one sensation realm. Not even all the sensations. We can't even see infrared. We can't even feel microwaves. Just a limited little piece of this massive world. And then we got to try to figure out what's going on. And before the game starts, just like in Dungeons and Dragons, you roll the dice and figure out what the strength is going to be, with the intelligence, with the dexterity and charisma. Because that's part of the fun. If you could make your character supreme, you'd get bored again very quickly too. So you start the game in various levels of advantage and start to figure it out. Or try to. And you start off wiped. You don't know anything. And you get to discover sensation, feeling, thought, your body. You are a baby. You are a toddler. You are in awe with beginner's minds of experience itself. What a kick that would be, in contrast to all-knowing omnipotence. And then you go into a state where you start to try to make sense of the world and purpose, and you start to maybe see yourself as separate, as you are this thing, trying to figure out the world, trying to conquer the world. But it's becoming clear to me that the objectives are not to conquer anything. The objectives are to get back into alignment with this energetic flow that is the nature of God consciousness. And over the last, decade or so, these little, I've started to just feel more and more and more in alignment. And different things taught me those things. The discovery of the internet, and the ability to broadcast, and the ability to blog and to be the main character of my epic myth. Some argued that it put way too much attention on the self and the selfishness, but I think it was a necessary process of trying to figure out that self-love is so important to get to the next steps. Because that is the, if you have cracks in your basic material and you go to try to do things in the world, that those cracks resonate and amplify. So first is a self-love and an exploration of what the self is. Thank goodness I discovered the internet and the immense, infinite ideas and options that it presented, because I could try things and explore things, and because that's part of what it would be fun about being a human experience too. And then I discovered Burning Man, and that had its own lessons to help discover what are the rules, what is the objectives of this game. Gifting was huge for that, because gifting kind of tricked me into examples of giving, spending energy to make someone else's experience better, and learning profoundly how much that made me feel better. And so this idea in the culture that to make your life better, you need to increase your life, you need to conquer more, acquire more, add to your life, started to become less and less true. In a world of billions, just one person increasing my life, that is such a small target. But if you start to recognize that increasing anyone's joy can increase your joy, oh, that sounds a lot more like a rule of the game. And so that shift of gifting, more specifically of service, I think is a key part of it. And that service becomes not something of selflessness and sacrifice, but something of selfishness, because you recognize and you learn and you feel connected. And so that experience of all joy being your joy, you are the one, you are all connected, is another part of the game. Another part or lesson from Burning Man, I think that's part of it, is surrender. In this experience, we tend to trust our minds too much, we tend to try to control too much. that is a very human instinct to shift and change and mold our environment, to control, to make plans, to make know what's best. And I think Burning Man and its profound lessons of destruction and windstorms and everything out of unable to plan, the shatters your ability to be attached to outcome, or else you're doomed to suffer. And I think that is another part of the game, the surrender to the magic, to allow for miracles, to recognize that there are things that will happen that you cannot account for, that are going to be far better than anything that you could plan for. Another huge lesson for me was from my grandfather. And while he had many things to share, the most significant was that of gratitude. And really, I think maybe this is the baseline, the rule to start all the rules, which goes back to the recognition of this experience as the gift, as the point, as the purpose. Because when you shift into that gratitude, then you stop noticing what's going wrong and you start appreciating everything that's going right. And that list is immense. That list is every cell doing its job. That list is the sun in the perfect place to heat the planet. That is the plants photosynthesizing. That is the laughter. That is, you can spend every moment focusing on something new that's going right in the world. And I think that is another part of the game, that from that limited point, when you can't see all, when you have a limited perspective, being able to then start to notice that, oh my gosh, look at this, wow. As God, I couldn't appreciate this because everything is so easy to be perfect to me all the time, but wow. Another element that is developing in me more and more lately is the recognition of harmony. Again, I talked about how humans have a tendency to want to control their environment, to build and shape things for their will. But I think that most of nature, from the conservation of mass and energy to the biosphere's balance of resources, shows that harmony is the natural state. Now there's ebbs and flows. There is chaos and then order. But it is these patterns that always falling back into harmony. So it is part of the game to minimize the friction you put on the flow of the universe and to find as best as possible to be in harmony with the cycles around you, with the things around you, with the environment around you and the people around you. There can be conflict that leads to harmony because that is the nature of things as well. So I also recognize that this is simply the way that it makes sense from the instance, the God instance of John Halcyon Stin. I imagine it's a perfectly valid way to play the game to be a villain. There's certainly lessons in that experience that would be appreciated by the divine, by myself as a divine, by us as all of us are fragments of the one. All of us are experiencing this. I had an experience this morning where I was getting onto the freeway during rush hour. It was backed up and a woman went around me and went like 10 cars up ahead and then cut in. And my first instinct was like, come on, lady, come on. And then I was like, oh, it's an experience of God that is learning something different, that is experiencing something different, perhaps getting to different realizations at different times, perhaps never. Perhaps the experience that the divine wants to experience, has chosen to experience in this life, is something that I don't understand. Now, it's hard for me to resonate with that, because I only have had this experience so far, and these alignment with harmony, with love, with service, with compassion seem to be so obvious and resonate with me, but I have to understand that with the limitations put on my awareness, it'd be impossible to feel like I knew what truth is. I only know what my truth is, what the with this round of the game. And I think that that's another thing, is that when I say this round of the game, this is in a constant state of unfolding and resetting. This life is not a beginning and it is not an end. It is simply one unraveling and resetting of the game. The unraveling, unsetting, resetting, unraveling, resetting, that is one of the many fractal breaths of the cosmos. Whether that is seasons, whether that is light and dark, yin and yang, big bang after big bang, breath after breath, it is all cycles. It is all perfect. And so our job, what do we do if you know this? Let's say this becomes clear. Oh my gosh, I'm in a game. What do I do with that? There is a phrase, an old Zen phrase, that says, after enlightenment, the dishes. We don't do much different. We do more of the same, but better. Better care of our bodies, more appreciation, more work to be in alignment, more respect and honoring of every moment, every person, every living and unliving thing, every atom that is an expression of this divine presence that we are also an expression of. But that can be almost anything. It means you need to find the sweet spot for you that balances action and relaxation, that balances service and selfish pleasure. You can, from my perspective, not play the game optimally by doing a number of things, by being too selfish and too focused on you. That's a waste. You lose all the joy for these billions of entities, these billions of expressions of the divine that are out there to teach you. These are your angels, expressions of you. If you are too selfless and you sacrifice so much of your own experience to try to fix the world, a world which you created as this, as a classroom and as a playground, I think that too is not the ideal way to play the game. I think that getting caught up in a loop of mindless entertainment, watching too much television and internet, is also not the ideal way to play the game. You're here to experience life, not a picture of a picture of a picture of life. But I don't know. That's how it sounds for me right now. That's what it feels like to me right now. And so I'm working to get myself more in alignment, more appreciate the now, more appreciate the angels, which are the other expressions of the divine that are around me and helping me and teaching me and sharing these moments, like right now. If you are hearing this, if you're hearing my voice, you are one of my angels. You are one of the gifts. And I'm so grateful that we're here to figure this out, to enjoy, to experience, to share, to get closer and closer into alignment with the source that we are already. Thank you for being a part of this. Thank you for playing the game. I love you. Namaste. Let's have a hug. Wherever you are, give yourself a hug. And just give a moment of gratitude for this body that you've been granted by you. You are a single note in this song of the universe that you've written. What a gift. And recognize that the frustrations and ego thoughts that sometimes make you suffer, that's part of your game, part of your experience. But forgive yourself that and know that deep down you are the divine. And know that all that you pass, all that may have been in your way, those too are divine expressions in their own journey. And try to see through them, try to be an angel to them and see them as the divine to facilitate their understanding of the game. And hopefully we can all allow that vibration of divinity to get stronger in us, more in line with us, so that we are pulled in the direction of joy, of harmony, of gratitude. And the game is step after step of excitement and bliss and experience. On behalf of Grandpa Caleb and all the Love Warriors, happy Hug Nation. Thank you.
You, beautiful person, are listening to the Hug Nation podcast with Halcyon, recorded live every Tuesday, hugnation.com.
You only live once. Enjoy the color.